Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, the roof's on fire. So much news today. Again. There's so much going on. Mostly bad, but some good. Some good things coming out about the bad. Our country is so gone. So lost. It's so dirty. The question is, what did the FBI spend to steal the 2020 election? And that's separate from the five states colluding and stopping the vote count on election night in November of 2020. It's never happened in the history of America, let alone five of them colluding at the same time. That's separate from mail-in ballots. That's separate from ballot harvesting. That's separate from ballot drop boxes. That's separate from no voter ID. That's separate from nobody bothering to match signatures. Separate from all of that. Separate from pizza boxes on the windows in Philadelphia so no Republican poll watcher could look in while they stole the election. Separate from a fake a pipe burst in Atlanta, Georgia, to make all the Republicans leave the room so they could steal the election and whip out suitcases with fake ballots. Separate from the, I think it's called the Cabo Center, where they count votes in Detroit. And the trucks came at literally at 3 o'clock in the morning with thousands of ballots, hundreds of thousands of ballots. Separate from all the vote stuffing, from all of that, is the FBI stealing the election. We now know two revelations in the last week. One, that the FBI colluded with Twitter to change the news, and I knew that. I don't know why no one else in America knew it. I knew it, but it's nice to know that I was right, factually, but I knew it because I got four kids, and they've all got iPhones, and I watched the news they saw on their iPhones, and all the news was lies. All the news was propaganda. The only news they saw was how bad Trump was, and the only news they saw was how great Biden was, and how great Democrats were. There was no negative news about Biden, and there was no positive news about Trump on their entire news feed, the entire election cycle. So I knew it. Apple was colluding. Yahoo News was colluding. They're all colluding. But I didn't know the FBI was directing it. I had no idea that a government agency, this is a violation of everything about the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, everything. They should all hang. We should hang them. The FBI should go to trial, and if found guilty, should be hung for treason. That's right. And who's going to hang them? Nobody. Nobody's going to hang them because the only people that arrest people in America at the federal level are the FBI. So who's policing the FBI? Who's policing the DOJ? Who's going to hold a trial, a fair trial, in Washington, D.C., where every jury is 100% Democrat and ignorant as could be? They pick the dumbest people in the world to be on juries in Washington, D.C. Dumb, ignorant, fat, happy, and loving Joe Biden. That's the only qualifications to be on a jury in Washington, D.C. So you can hang every Republican for jaywalking and spitting on the street or putting a piece of gum underneath a desk, and you can allow every Democrat murderer and traitor to walk free. With not even a slap on the wrist, nothing. You couldn't get an indictment against a Democrat with a grand jury that indicts ham sandwiches in Washington, D.C. if your life depended on it. Because the juries are just filled with ignorant morons from the Washington, D.C. population that knows nothing about anything, that only sees the news. And the only news they see is how great Democrats are and what racist Republicans are. So who's going to indict the FBI? Who's going to arrest the FBI and walk them out in leg irons? Who's going to put the FBI FBI in prison? Who's going to find them guilty? Who's going to conduct the jury trial? What prosecutor could you trust? Who's going to put them in prison? Who's going to hang them if they got found guilty of the death penalty for treason? And it is treason to steal an election. But it's not that we just found out they coordinated with Twitter to steal the election. They must have coordinated with every company, every media, every social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, what's the other big one, Instagram, all of them. They colluded and conspired, the FBI, with all of them. And they paid money to all of them. I guarantee you that we now know that's the big one. We now know that the FBI literally paid $3.5 million to Twitter. Twitter, $3.5 million, just a little under 3.5. It was like 3.4 and change to Twitter. So what did they pay to the New York Times, the New York Post, the Washington Post, the LA Times, every other USA Today, all the newspapers that were against Trump? This was all payments to get rid of Trump because he scared them so much because he was fighting the deep state. My God, this country is so bad. We are a banana republic. The FBI stole the election separate from all the theft that the Democrats did. The FBI colluded to steal the election and they paid for the stolen election. Can you believe this? This is Braveheart, man. Donald Trump is Sir William Wallace, and he was out to get the king, and the king hates the people, and the king is the FBI, the DOJ, the NSA, the IRS, the entire United States government was out to get Trump and take him down. He's Sir William Wallace, fighting for Scottish independence, don't you see it? And everybody's against him, including most of the Republican leadership. Because they're all in on the steal. The nation is rigged and stolen. My God, can you not see what's going on? And in the midst of the horrible economy and the horrible inflation, and there are those who say inflation is on the way down, do you know that vegetables were up 38% last month? In the last month, vegetables are up 38%. Inflation's going down? Where is it going down? What are you talking about? I was at Whole Foods today. I bought like a few things. It was $350. What are you kidding me? Our nation is screwed. This is Zimbabwe. This is the Weimar Republic. A small basket was $350. How are the other people paying for it? I'm a famous television and radio host. How does the average middle class person pay this bill? The answer is the whole damn country's on welfare, food stamps, and 1,000 government programs. Everybody's on welfare. They're all living on government checks. There's no other way anyone could pay these bills. And government checks are based on inflation. So they all get an upgrade based on inflation, but the rest of us who work for a living, who pay all the taxes, we don't get an upgrade based on inflation. My gosh, then you've got North Carolina Congressman Dan Bishop. In the middle of the inflation, they're approving an omnibus spending bill today, $1.7 trillion, 4,155 pages, and in it some of the most horrible things you've ever seen in your entire life. Our country is just stolen, ladies and gentlemen, completely stolen by the corporations, by the lobbyists, by the lawyers, by China, by the Mexican drug cartel, by the FBI. They're all working for China. The FBI is working for China. So who's going to indict the FBI? Who's going to arrest the FBI? Who's going to find them guilty? Who's going to give them, carry out their sentence, whether it's the death penalty, whether it's life in prison, whether it's 5 years in prison? Who's going to carry it out against the FBI? That's what I want to know. And against Joe Biden, has anyone carried out against the President of the United States? He stole the election and got away with it. And to this moment, every single article in the media, all the people in the media, they should all be convicted of treason. Every one of them was in on it. Violations of the Constitution. The government and the media and the social media were all in it together to steal the election. And to this moment, every article says, oh, Trump lied about the stolen election. There's no proof there was a stolen election. They're in complete denial. They're covering up the biggest news story of the year. The FBI paid for the stolen election, and they didn't pay $3.5 million to Twitter. They must have paid to every media and every social media in the country. How dumb do you think we are? It wasn't Twitter stealing the election. It was all of them. Facebook was much worse than Twitter. I saw a list just yesterday. I believe it was my buddy Kit Perridge who sent me the list. It was a list of all the FBI, former FBI big shots working for Facebook. And while Twitter had one or two big ones at the top, Facebook has like 100 former FBI and 150 former FBI, CIA, and other major government agency people working in them. Why do you think they're placed there? To steal elections. And all the people that are stealing elections are the same ones who are frauds lying about the COVID vaccine and the deaths and the injuries and the VAERS list that proves the deaths, the injuries, the crippling, the disability caused by the COVID vaccine. It's the same people lying about the two biggest issues of our time. The massive COVID scam, the massive COVID vaccine cover-up, and of course the stolen elections, 2020 and 2022. Too. Or did you not think that everyone in America just voted Republican, but the results were break even and the best midterm performance for Biden in the modern history of America in 100 years? In the last 100 years, no president did as good as Biden and the Democrats just did. In the middle of the worst inflation, the worst crime, the worst schools, the worst everything. And now in that new omnibus bill where they're giving away $1.7 billion, they're giving away $45 billion more to Ukraine. Don't you see? It's a giveaway to all the frauds in the Congress. They're going to divvy it up when it gets to Ukraine with the neo-Nazis and the Ukrainian mafia. And worse than that, it's the defense contractors. They're all getting rich off Ukraine. My God, they've made billions and billions. We've shipped all the weapons in the entire American weapon stock to Ukraine. And so now we've got to replace them all. So we're going to hand $100 billion to defense contractors. You don't think maybe Ukraine is the biggest scam in the history of military of the United States of America? Wow. Anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars.
ETFs minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Paid for by government.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Roots on Fire. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Nevada Corporate Headquarters, if you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, I have an exciting free offer for you. And it's Christmas time, so why shouldn't you want something free at Christmas time? A great new book called The Nevada Edge. They're giving away free copies of their book, Nevada Corporate Headquarters is. The book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits and government overreach, and show you how to be anonymous when the government comes calling, and show you how to keep your taxes to zero with a Nevada LLC, because all states are not created equal. Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your assets, but there's one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, and that's the great state of Nevada, my state. That's why I live in Las Vegas. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans. It can help you, too. Go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com to get your free book. Whether you consider that a Christmas gift or whether you consider that a New Year's resolution and a New Year's gift. All right, so I opened the first segment by really just having one of my traditional Wayne Root rants about the world being so corrupt, the United States being so corrupt, and everybody being after Trump. And how everybody is in on the steal. It's amazing. The deep state, the D.C. the D.C. swamp, and the deep state, together with the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they're all in on the steal. Now it's the entire FBI, the entire United States federal bureaucracy. They're all against Trump. It's amazing. But there are a few good things. What do they call them? For a while there was a name, like little sprouts. Little sprouts are springing up. A couple of good things occasionally from judges, a couple. First of all, I mentioned yesterday that Justice John Roberts, the United States Supreme Court, said, hold on a minute, we're not letting Title 42 go just yet. We're going to look at that case, so let me stay it for the moment, and it's going to stay in place until we look at the case, is at least what it appears he said. But again, I want to stress, I don't trust him in particular. And most of all, I don't trust him, and I don't trust the United States Supreme Court. I don't trust any Republican on the United States Supreme Court. They all appear dirty to me. There's something wrong with them. They vote the wrong way on the most important cases, especially, particularly, specifically John Roberts. So I don't trust it. I feel like it's a trap. But at least it was good news for the moment yesterday, because when Title 42 goes away, which could be any day now if he decides to end the stay, we're done. The United States of America is finished forever. Millions and millions of people will come in. The whole world will come in. But for the moment, we got a reprieve from the Supreme Court. And also, a federal judge just today struck down California's fee-shifting gun control scheme, which was based on the Texas abortion law. You know, it was based on the Texas abortion law. It was the same type of structuring as the Texas abortion law, but aimed at taking away people's guns, and a federal judge struck it down. Also today, the Delaware Supreme Court strikes down voting by mail and same-day registration. The Supreme Court of Delaware has formally struck down state laws allowing universal mail-in voting and same-day voter registration, finding the statutes violate the state's constitution. Don't you find it odd that the Supreme Court of Delaware is better than the Supreme Court of any other state? Why isn't the United States Supreme Court striking down mail-in voting and same-day registration? No one in the country has come up with a better example of how bad mail-in voting is than me. I've heard others say that every country in the world has banned mail-in voting. France had it for a while. They all decided it led to fraud, and they all got rid of it. And that's great. But I'm the only one who seems to know that Starbucks, the most liberal woke corporation in America, doesn't get any worse than Starbucks. They're up there with, I don't know, Ben and Jerry's. They're up there with Disney. They're up there with Target. They're up there with Netflix. Starbucks, as liberal as they get, and they went to court to say you gotta vote physically if you want to vote for the unionization of Starbucks. We can't allow mail-in balloting because it's too easy to commit fraud. Starbucks said that. They wanted mail-in balloting, and you know that when you go to vote for their unionization, you must have to show ID. They're not going to let anybody walk in. They're not going to let Wayne Root, who doesn't work for Starbucks, walk in and vote for unionization of Starbucks. So that means they stand for voter ID and no mail-in balloting. And so does every other country in the world. But the Delaware Supreme Court, I'm proud of you, strikes down voting by mail and same-day registration. So a few decent things once in a while coming from judges. It's very rare, but once in a while. And I want to mention the economy. I keep telling you the economy is going south. Federal Express misses on revenue, cuts another billion in costs, and trims the outlook on continued, quote, demand weakness. Folks, FedEx has been telling us for 2 months now that the company's doing badly and the economy's crashing and no one's using FedEx in advance of the Christmas holiday. And I kept telling you what the sign was. If you're not using FedEx in advance of the Christmas holiday, nobody's using FedEx anywhere at any time. And if they're not using FedEx in advance of the Christmas holiday, it's because the Christmas holiday is going to be a giant letdown. The economy is going down.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. It's very bad timing for this latest big winter storm as millions of us are trying to travel for the Christmas weekend.
They probably could, you know, have 10,000 flights that may be canceled out of this whole situation here over the next few days.
Meteorologist Joe Bastardi of WeatherBell says the main system's blasting the upper Midwest today and will bring whiteout conditions to Nebraska and east by tomorrow. At least two people have been hurt after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit earlier this morning off the coast of Northern California. About 70,000 customers in Humboldt County are without power, also damage to roads and bridges. A little better at the gas pump the last few days. AAA says the nationwide average price is $3.12 a gallon, the lowest since July of last year. CVS and Walgreens are now limiting the purchase of children's pain medicines like children's Tylenol because of very high demand. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wayne Allyn Root, Roots on Fire. Welcome back to the show. Comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Love that there's a conservative talk show out of Las Vegas. I've now got two TV shows, one on Lindell TV every day at 7 p.m. Eastern, Lindell TV 2, and then I've got another TV show on Real America's Voice TV Network on weekends, on Saturdays at noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific, and it reruns throughout the weekend, usually 3 or 4 or 5 times a weekend. And I've got this national radio show 3 hours a day, and all of them emanate from Las Vegas. I'm the only national conservative talk shows that comes to you from Las Vegas, and I believe that's a perfect place, because if you come from New York or Washington, D.C., you have no clue what's going on in the world. I'm here in the crossroads of America. 45 million tourists a year come here from every state and every country in the world. And so I understand my pulse is on the middle class of this country. I know exactly what's going on. You would not get that in New York City. People in New York don't think like America. People in L.A. don't think like America. People in don't think like America, but everyone in America comes to Vegas. So there's my Vegas speech. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. I've known Kip for just about 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. I'm a witness. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street, beating the market 16 out of 19 years I've been watching. He's also a proud fifth-generation Red Pill Texan. And in 2003, he left Wall Street disgruntled, upset that Wall Street doesn't win for the people. It only wins for itself. It's all it cares about is Wall Street getting fat and happy and rich. But the people, they couldn't care less about. They fleece them. So he left Wall Street, and he opened his VRA, his Global Investment Economic Newsletter, to educate the people and help them make money. His top-performing recommendations have crushed the market year after year since then. Let Kip prove to you just how good his VRA system is. Exclusively for my fans, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Test it out every day for 2 weeks, and I promise you, you'll stay for life, just as I have. You'll get his new best-selling book for free as well, The Big Bribe, a good book to read for the new year. Join now at VRAinsider.com. That's VRA. Insider.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Rick Mehta, former FDA official, former Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, Georgetown University health law professor, and we're going to talk a little bit about Title 42. I wanted to get an expert to talk about what it all means. Rick Mehta, welcome to the Wayne on the Root Show.
Hey, Wayne, great to be on. Thanks for having me.
So, I'm not a fan of Chief Justice John Roberts. I think he lets us down on all the big issues. Every time it matters, he votes with the Democrat side. So I can't stand the guy. So I'm shocked that he would be the one who would halt the lifting of Title 42. But I think it's a head fake. I just want to get your opinion. I think it's a head fake. I think he wants to say, look how fair I am. I halted it, but then when the vote comes down, if they look at it and vote on it, he's going to vote for the end of Title 42. And he'll say, well, I didn't vote liberal. I mean, I halted it so I could take a good look at it, and I found that it was legal to halt it. And that, I mean, to lift Title 42. I think it's a head fake. I don't believe he's going to vote our way. But let's hear what this really means. Does this mean that it's on hold for like 6 months while the Supreme Court takes the case and they're going to vote on it? Or does it mean that and they could just undo it 2 days from now and boom, we're ruined? How does it work?
Yeah. Well, great question. Well, first of all, let's look at what Title 42 is, right? It's a public health order that was issued to stop the influx of migrants during the COVID public health emergency. And the hypocrisy is palpable. Right now, the Biden administration is saying that COVID isn't that bad. Illegal immigrants aren't causing spikes in COVID. So, you know, we really should lift it while the rest of America has to live under this federal public health emergency, stifling our freedoms and our laws. However, those that don't live in our country can come in. So I agree with you. I think Justice Roberts continues to perseverate on many of these issues. It is possible that this will go to the full Supreme Court to look at. The argument from the ACLU and others is that it was being applied arbitrarily and capriciously. It makes no sense to me how we can be living as Americans under a federal public health emergency while at the same time allowing for the lifting of this, which will create a massive influx of illegal immigrants through our southern border.
Yeah, not just the massive influence, but Rick, we're talking about experts who are saying
6 million in the next year. We've already had 5 million in the last 2 years, which is insanity, and no one seems to care. No one's talking about it. The whole country's filling up with illegals, but 6 million in 1 year, and then let's say next year another 10 million. It might widen to 10 million, and all of a sudden you have 16 and 5, 21 million new illegals since the day that Biden, you know, in my opinion, rigged and stole the election. So that was the reason I believe that the election had problems, because they wanted to take it and then for the next 4 years leave the border open, and then they never have to steal another election because America doesn't look the same anymore, and they've got enough Democrat votes to win every election forevermore without rigging or stealing. That's my opinion why everything has happened the way it's happened.
Well, it's unfortunate, and, you know, really, like I said, Title 42 is meant to be a public health control measure at the borders in order to stop from the spread of diseases. This is not a COVID order. Okay, this is really meant to stop the influx of diseases, and the fact that it has to be used by the southern states to stop what is a systemically massive problem, like you said, I mean, 6 million, I mean, close to 14,000 illegal crossings a day. Well, truly, if you look at it from a compassionate perspective, you're looking at one of the worst humanitarian crises this world has ever seen. I mean, I don't think there's this kind of influx of immigrants, illegal immigrants,
coming to
any border for any country.
Right.
So that is the travesty of this. And, you know, when you talk about illegal immigration, you're talking about bypassing public health control orders, right? You're talking about people who are not getting medical checks, not showing vaccination papers, not showing any other proof of health that could spread diseases beyond just COVID, and at pertussis, diphtheria, all of the main reasons that, you know, vaccine-preventable diseases could have stopped. They're saying anybody can come in. 6 million people undocumented, not just from legal papers, but from a public health perspective as well. And so this predates COVID. This is something that's been used by Democrats and Republicans. It's insanity to me that now it's being challenged in order to allow for an influx of illegal immigrants.
So let me ask you again. Let me try and get this straight, because I'm not an attorney. I was pre-law at Columbia University, but that was 40 years ago, and I'm not an attorney, and I don't know election law, and I don't know Supreme Court law, and I don't know border law. So let me ask you this: I thought the reason that Judge Roberts, halts the order to lift Title 42 was that him and the Supreme Court were agreeing to look at it, to vote on it, to look at this issue. But that's not true. In other words, they're just looking at it to see if they want to vote on it or not. Is that what it comes down to? Maybe they won't even, in the end, decide they want the case, and then that halting order is lifted and Title 42 is gone as quick as he stopped it.
Yeah. Well, he put a stay on it, and he's asked for briefs to be submitted to look at it. So I do think the Supreme Court will look at it and see whether or not the lower court ruling to, overturn Title 42 was done appropriately. So I do believe the Supreme Court will have eyes on this. But again, Wayne, I'll tell you, the fact that, you know, a public health law is being used as our primary defense against the influx of, you know, illegal immigrants coming to our country is a travesty unto itself.
All right, so what is the long-term solution? I mean, since Title 42 was instituted to help keep us from spreading COVID within the United States, and now there's 1,000 other pandemics that could be headed our way, you know, and you could have something like Ebola that kills 80% of everybody, that could be the next thing that happens, or something like it, or a flu that's very deadly. How can you just let everybody in a country without checking their health? So what's the answer?
Well, and that's just it. I mean, when you have legal immigrants, you have mandatory vaccination, testing, and other controls for a whole slew of diseases in order to prevent them, the entry of these into our country. I mean, the solution is fix the broken immigration system, allow for additional border control, you know, finish the wall, allow for controls at the border that doesn't allow for the influx. And we're not having even talked about the massive opioid problem. We are still under a federal public health emergency for opioid crisis, narcotics flowing through the border. And the truth is, our vice president has been missing from the conversation, who was tasked to lead, to look at the determinants of why there's such a massive human rights crisis happening at our southern border, to talk to countries like Mexico that should be our fair and honest partner. partners in this game, but the cartels have overrun them. And until you get to the determinants of fixing the issue, stop the narcotic flow, allow for Mexicans to live in their country peacefully, happily, gainfully, healthy, and not want to be attracted to come to our country because their own systems are broken, you're never going to have a real solution here. You know, it's time that we have to look at America and American policies first, but at the same time, look at our friends down in the southern border and help them create their own Mexican first policies.
You know, I just, you know, call me a simple guy. I'm just a son of a butcher. That's what I am, an SOB, son of a butcher. And I just don't understand, Rick, why is it my or our problem that there are people around the world starving and dying and in terrible pain and pursued by terrible governments and pursued by gangbangers? America doesn't have to let everybody in the world in. And if you let 100 people in and one of them's a murderer, then I think you shouldn't have let the whole 100 in. Even if one of them is no good, we don't have a responsibility to let all the world's countries send us all their problems.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And the problem for me is that I look at it from a compassionate use. I'm a religious man, and my heart breaks for these people. So it really troubles me deeply when you have a vice president that continues to ignore these human rights violations. I mean, people are literally trying to cross the El Paso River, drowning, dying, starving, dehydrating. I mean, we're talking about children, women, and men on a day-to-day basis. Why are 14,000 immigrants trying to illegally cross into our border, and what are we doing to provide some technical assistance to these countries to stop that and allow for them to rebuild their economies? I mean, Mexico can be a great country, so the question is, why isn't it? You're right, it's not our responsibility to do so.
Hey, Rick, you and I agree on everything. The only thing I would disagree with, you keep saying the vice president's done nothing. The president's done nothing, too. So it's not just the vice president. He assigned her to be his border czar. She's not visited there. She's done nothing. He's never visited there. He's done nothing. And he even made a really horrible comment the other day that he had more important things to do than visit the border when he was in Arizona. Scary stuff. Rick Maida. Thank you, Rick. God bless. Have a great Christmas. It's Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus in the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90%. $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited-time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited-time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
With cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne L. Root, GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. This one has nothing to do with Christmas, but it would be a great Christmas present for the entire 2023 to join GreatPatriotStore.com because it's an online store that is your answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products that you're already buying and already using. So it's nothing new. You're not adding any bills. You're subtracting because every one of them is much better quality at far lower prices. And they're all made in the USA. And you're buying for the company run by conservatives and Christians and patriots. Cindy, my wife, and I love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. We used to spend like so much time at Costco. I used to go to Costco like 4 times a month, and now we go to Costco like, you know, I don't know, once every 2 or 3 months, because almost everything I buy now is at GreatPatriotStore.com, and it's so far reduced, even far reduced from Costco where prices are down, you know, where you save money. Great Patriot has these great prices. So if inflation is raging at 20-30%, you're saving 20-40% at GreatPatriotStore.com at every single thing you buy. And just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. Wayne Root says thumbs up. All right. So I mentioned earlier in the show that FedEx misses on revenues and cuts another billion in costs and trims their outlook on continued demand weakness. And at that very moment that you could see how bad the economy is, Congress unveils a sweeping omnibus funding bill. You say that fast 5 times. Not easy. Spending bill. That's really what it is. The headline says funding bill, but it's a spending bill. It's a wish list. It's incredible. There's one guy retiring, a Republican retiring from, I think, Oklahoma. I don't have it in front of me. I saw it earlier today. He's retiring from the U.S. Senate from Oklahoma, but he stuck like $500 million of spending into this bill. This is like the Christmas goodies list. Santa could not dream up something like this. This is the Christmas goodies list for every single congressman and senator, just to put everything in there that helps them get reelected because they did something good and delivered for their donors. And it's just, you wonder why we have inflation. It's because of this kind of spending. They should call it the omni-ugly spending bill. It's ugly. It's just ugly what we're doing to America. Very scary. I want to mention real quick the latest poll out from Rasmussen. National survey finds 47% of likely U.S. voters believe that Biden has made America worse as a nation. 47% worse. 34% say Biden's made the country better. And 17% don't think it's been any difference at all. So are you telling me the country where it's 47-34, that's a landslide, that people believe Biden's made the country worse? A landslide. 47-34. Landslide, and then they just voted for Democrats? Really? Do you believe that? Well, first of all, they didn't. That's the thing. We won a gigantic landslide red wave victory, but we didn't win enough seats for it. We won more votes than in 2000. And what was the last time that we won a landslide? Was it 2010? Yeah. 2010, under Obama, we had the biggest landslide ever, and we won 60-something seats. I think it was 63 seats in the House the GOP did. And this time, we won just a handful of seats, and we won more votes than we did that time. We beat the Democrats. We beat the bejesus out of them. We killed them. We crushed them. And it didn't matter because it's all rigged. In certain areas, it's rigged. And those areas add up to enough seats and enough Senate seats to defeat the GOP and to give the Democrats a great showing, even though they got destroyed in the midterms. It really was a giant red wave. Nobody wants you to know that. Now, the other thing they don't want you to know is that the election was absolutely positively stolen. Absolutely positively stolen. So here's the Twitter files part 8. The platform, Twitter, directly assisted the U.S. military's influence operations. Twitter docs show the social media giant directly assisted the U.S. military's influence operations. What does that mean? Psych op. Well, that's what they're doing to the whole country about the stolen election and about the Hunter Biden laptop and about the COVID vaccines. It's one big giant psych op. And so this is all about the FBI and the CIA and their psych op operations and their incredibly corrupt way of doing business, where they're giving money to the media to lie to you. And the same FBI that paid money to Twitter, I guarantee you, paid money to every other media in the country to cheat and lie and rig and steal the 2020 election, and again in 2022, and again every step of the way with the COVID vaccine. They're lying, they're cheating, they're rigging, they're stealing, they're changing the news, all based on money. And we know for a fact, no one's putting the two together. We know for a fact that, I think it was, which department was it? I think it was Homeland Security, but it was a government agency that paid literally like $1 billion to the media to make sure that nobody said anything bad about the COVID vaccine, and not one guest was allowed on who'd say something bad about the COVID vaccine. Why do you think I've got my own radio show and now my own two TV shows? Because I couldn't even get a guest gig with anybody anymore. Not Newsmax, not Fox News. They won't allow me on because I believe and I know the COVID vaccine is killing people, and I've got all the data to prove it. And a matter of fact, people are dying. They're desperate. They're dying for information about the COVID vaccine killing people. They're dying for it. And the reason I say that, I mentioned it on my Real America's Voice show on Saturday, and thousands of people responded, give me the data, Wayne. I want the data. They all said the same thing. I want to be able to tell my friends and family that think I'm crazy or have disowned me or don't like me anymore or say I'm a liar because I won't take the vaccine. And I want to prove to them that we're right and they're wrong. Send me the data, Wayne. Everybody said the same thing. Thousands and thousands of people responded when I simply said, WayneRude@gmail.com, I've got the data, I'll send it to you. Make the request, I'll send it to you. Thousands responded, and I sent it out to every single one of them. We'll be right back. Lindell TV starting now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
98.